There's an old joke that a Jewish comedian once popularized. He said that Shavuos is his favorite chag, is his favorite holiday. Why is it his favorite holiday? He says, because on Pesach, we can't eat all the food that we'd like to eat. Chametz, and matzah, and gebrachs, and kitniyah, so many limitations. And on Sukkot, of course, you can eat whatever you'd like, but you can't eat it where you'd like. You have to eat it in the sukkah. There's so many limitations of location. You can't just sit down and eat wherever you choose. And on Rosh Hashanah, of course, you could eat wherever you want and you can eat whatever you want, but so much time in shul and davening and tkiyah shofar, limitations as well. Even though you can eat whatever you choose, another form of limitation on your meals. And on Yom Kippur, of course, you can't eat at all. Shavuos, you can eat whatever you want, wherever you want. Some people have milchiks and fleishik meals. Some people just have milchiks. Some people just have fleishiks. Whatever the minhag is, you can eat whatever you choose, whatever food you want, wherever, whenever. No limitations. You're completely free to eat on Shavuos to your heart's content, to your heart's delight. That's a funny joke. In some ways, it's a sad joke. But it's a joke with a very interesting basis. The basis of this joke is, of course, the fact that Shavuos, unlike Sukkos and Pesach, the other two, Yom Tov and Minatara, Shavuos has no mitzvahs. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and unfortunately we haven't yet rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, so the Korban of Shtei HaLechem, and the Kivsei Atzeres, and all the special Korbanos, and the beginning of Havaz Bikurim, all of those mitzvahs are, unfortunately, very remote to us. And Shavuos is, ironically, the day without any mitzvahs. The minhag to stay up and learn all night, it's about 1,000 years old. Not even, much less. So there's no mitzvahs, and being that there's no mitzvahs, it becomes, for many people, like this comedian, a day of eating, a day of food. In many circles, Shavuos is a celebration of dairy products, and or of the color white, as it is in Eretz Yisrael today. For secular Jews, at least in Eretz Yisrael, who are given off Shavuos, many secular Jews in Chutz La'aretz work on Shavuos, but at least in Eretz Yisrael, it's a national holiday, so no one works. It has become either a day of mass exodus outside of Eretz Yisrael for a 2 or 3 day vacation in Egypt or in Sinai. For others, it's become a day of nature, a day of Tiulim. Megillas Rus describes the young women collecting sheaves of wheat and barley in the fields. It becomes a day of the field, day to herald the onset of spring, or at least the development of summer. Of course, for us, it remains the day of Matan Torah, the greatest day in human history, the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended from Shemayim, offering us the Torah, and the day in which we responded with that very brave and famous act of faith, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. But where are the mitzvahs? Where are the commandments? So in truth, there really are two reasons that there are no mitzvahs on Shavuos. The first reason is, of course, because the day is emptied of mitzvahs so that we could focus and we can centralize an experience which is even more important than mitzvahs. That's, of course, the experience of Talmud Torah in the purest and most unconditional fashion. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when Am Yisrael exclaimed, Naaseh V'Nishma, angels descended from heaven, endowing each Jew with 2 crowns, 2 kisarim. Why 2 crowns? Perhaps they should receive 1 crown as a reward for their bold and courageous statement of Naaseh V'Nishma that will fulfill mitzvahs out of faith, blind commitment. So many people today err, fail in their religion because they think that it can all be proven rationally, scientifically, intellectually, self-authored, self-mediated. So much of our religion is a transmission of a tradition and a willingness to accept that transmission. And not just a willingness, but an intellectual capability. Sometimes it takes a very smart person to defer to others and to accept acquired knowledge from other secondary sources, not from his own heart, the own rational thought of his mind. Sometimes we think that intellect is gauged merely in aptitude tests like SATs or LSATs. intellect is sometimes gauged in moral capability, in the ability to intellectually identify with that moral ability. Reishis Chachma, David HaMelech says, Yiras Hashem. David HaMelech extols Yiras Shamayim not just as a moral quality, but as an achievement of intellect. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov, L'chol Osehem. Sometimes the ability to defer to other people's wisdoms and traditions, not to demand to expect all of knowledge to be self-mediated. Sometimes that takes a smarter and brighter person. So the fact that we exclaim, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasev Inishma, should not be underestimated. But why two crowns? One crown as a reward, as a consequence of that courage. So the Beis Halevi, in a very well-known tshuva, very well-known drasha, claims that really in this resequencing of Nasev Inishma, two very momentous ideas were born, were distilled. Number one, faith, commitment, blind faith to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, well, now that we've accepted to perform mitzvahs, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh, why do we have to study Torah? We already have committed to obeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Why does Am Yisrael continue and recite Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma? At that point, the Beis Halevi claims the notion of Torah Lishma was born, that we study Torah not only to discover the Rabbonu Shel Olam's mitzvos, to establish some sort of guideline or guidebook as to how to fulfill halacha. We study Torah for that reason as well. We study Torah to explore the enormous and infinite word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We invest time, energy, resources into areas that will rarely have halachic application, very nuanced and impractical areas of Nashim and Ezekiel, simply because they contain nuggets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divinely inscribed will. For the last 2,000 years, even without a Beis HaMikdash, Jews have studied Kachim and Tyros. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, without any access to Trumos and Maestros, they studied Zrayim. So Shavuos is a day of Torah Lishma. Of course we study Torah Almanas Lasos. A person who studies Torah without any intent to fulfill mitzvos, it isn't even Torah study. The Yishalmi in Brachos has some very, very harsh things to say about someone who studies Torah without intention to fulfill mitzvos. It's better that he shouldn't have been created. That's how severe the perversion of Torah without mitzvos is. But ultimately, even though we study Torah Almanas Lasos, there is no question that mitzvos are limited to this world. There are no mitzvos in the Olam HaEmes. There's no lulav, no shofar, no tefillin. But Talmud Torah, inasmuch as it's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, it mediates our appreciation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, that's an eternal, that's an immortal experience. Shavuos is an immortal day. It can't be, so to speak, weighed down by mitzvos. Not that mitzvos will weigh the day down, but it will perhaps distract people from the real calling. The calling of Torah Lishma, the calling of Eish Das Lamo, the calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivering His will against the opposition of the Malachim. Challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delivering your Torah, your infinity, your perfect purity to these failed and flawed mortals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded. Well, the Torah is not just a transcendent and infinite document. It also speaks about impurity, about death, about tzaras, about menstrual cycles, about all areas of human weakness, he told the Malachim. Do you possess those experiences? You're perfect. You're just an extension of my will. Torah is intended for human audience. Zos Taras Adam. Kiyam Musboha. Zos Taras Adam. So Shavuos is emptied of mitzvos so that the real calling of the day, Torah Lishma, is not obscured. But it's emptied of mitzvos for a second reason. The Torah doesn't actually describe the date of Matan Torah. There's no mention as to when the Torah was given. There's some references in Yisro to the third month. We can calculate. But we calculate the time. Chazal have a machlokas in Shabbos, whether Moshe added an extra day of preparation. Very famous machlokas as to when exactly Matan Torah occurred. Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan. We determine We calculate, we extrapolate the dates. In a related sense, of course, Sfiras HaOmer, independent of any debate as to when Matan Torah actually took place, but every year we count down the days from Pesach to Shavuos, whether it's Vav Sivan, as we maintain, or Zayin Sivan, as one day in the Gemara and Shabbos. Either way, we count down Sfiras HaOmer to Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot legislate Shavuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can legislate mitzvos. Kadosh Baruch Hu can legislate or dictate historical experience centered around Chagim, recalling those historical events and commemorating them, institutionalizing that collective memory through the performance of mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu can command that to us. Shavuos, Kadosh Baruch Hu can only offer us. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't command Shavuos. Kadosh Baruch Hu tried to shop Torah and mitzvahs to an entire world audience. Alfia mehar paran, v'yasa mirivavos kodesh mimino eish das lamo. Each and every nation was given the opportunity to join the Jews as selected for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's higher calling with greater responsibility and, of course, greater opportunity. Only one people, only one human community embraced HaKadosh Baruch Hu's offer. But l'sakein olam emalcho shakai, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to be voluntarily accepted, and thereby, the redemptive nature of the religious experience displayed, for that opportunity to arise, human beings have to voluntarily and willfully accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. That's why the date isn't imposed or described. That's why we determine, in fact, historically, Moshe had the decision to make. How many days of preparation should precede Har Sinai, should precede Matan Torah? That's why every year, symbolically, we count down to Shavuos, Usvartem Lachem, Mimacharas HaShabbas, Sheva Shabbasos Timos Tihiena, Ad Mimacharas HaShabbas HaShviyas Tisburu Chamishim Yom. That's why the date of Matan Torah is shrouded in mystery in the Torah, because it can't be legislated divinely. It has to be set at a human level. And ultimately, that's why there are no mitzvahs on Shavuos. Shavuos is what we make of it. Shavuos is how we see it. Hashem offers. Hashem is not Yom Nesinas HaTorah, the day in which the Torah was given. We recite in davening Yom Matan Torah, the day in which Hashem offered the Torah, and how human beings determine the quality and caliber of that day. For that comedian, the day possessed no religious calling. In fact, it could be a very scary day. Divine yoke, mitzvos, limitations, restrictions, could be seen as a very, very restraining day, perhaps not a day to celebrate. So that's why the day has become a day of human indulgence, of dairy and nature, of food and frolicking in the nicer weather that Shavuos heralds. For us, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, Umanaim Garleinu, Hashem offers, we embrace that offer, and we convert Shavuos. We convert it into a day of spiritual consciousness, of religious achievement. More than any other chag, Shavuos is open-ended. Shavuos is a potential offered to a human being. And that human being ultimately landscapes the dynamic and the rhythm of this day. So the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command us towards this mitzvah, that mitzvah, this behavior, that behavior, it's not just antithetical to Shavuos, it's completely foreign. It's completely incompatible with Shavuos. These are the two reasons that Shavuos possesses no mitzvahs. One, to focus our attention on Talmud Torah. Two, to remind us that it can't be legislated. We have to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu's offer and convert the day into the exalted, transcendent, momentous event that we all know it to be. But as Shavuos approaches, a little bit of cheshbon hanefesh is in order. Do we really see Shavuos that way? Are we excited to stand again for the 5,760, well, not that many times, that's how long the world has been existing, but for the 3,000th or so time, to stand on Vav Sivan and embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and recognize serving the Rabbonu Shel Olam as the most redemptive form of human experience? Is that something we're excited about? Or, for us, is it just a day of cheesecake, dairy food, nature? More than any other Chag, Shavuos is in our hands to determine. And it can't be a day of mitzvos. It can't be a day from top down. It has to be a day from the bottom up. And as we realize the opportunity, we embrace it, and then we celebrate it. Chag Sameach.